We're starting from the new Perek on Tezvav Mibbeis, Perek Seder HaTainios. So we had, so far, we learned when there's a need for a gzera, there's no rain, there's a drought, that is a gzera that's made on Tainios. We have three fasts, and then we have another 3 days, and then we do seven, and then we do 7 days, and different intervals. That's as far as rain, no rain came when the season began, and therefore there's a need for a gzeirah, need for tainus tzibur. But what about if there are other things that take place? Rain comes, but it doesn't come properly, or it comes not in the normal way that it's supposed to happen, or other things that happen. There's also gzeirah salad tzibur for tainus, but they work differently. So the Mishnah is going to discuss this, how they work. Says the Mishnah, say the Torah, say the Torah. What is these fasts that we said, that we spoke about in Perek Aleph, Nogea 2, what are they considered in the fast that we have, the three times of the fast? That's Revi'a Rishona. That only applies when the rains first were delayed. The first rain didn't come. When the first rains didn't come, they're supposed to come in the time, usually, we said already in the Mishnah, discussed the Gemara there, early in the Masechta, Yud Zayin Ma'cheshvin, some say later, some say that the third of Ma'cheshvin. So Mamela, if it didn't come, then you have then that's when you start to fast. But in case the rain fell down and the rain came when the season is supposed to. However, the thing that grew improperly. Havel Yodu Gishamim says the Kamenedo, but some chor is Zroim Ishtanu. The Zroim that were growing changed. They became, instead of wheat, Yasechavas, thorns, or instead of barley, it came out things that are not edible, not something you could process. So if this, the rain is there, it's not that it's a drought, but it shows that there's a terrible gezeira on what you'll be able to grow, what people won't be able to grow anything. And things grew without not in the normal way, very inferior type of qualities that you can't make food out of. Masrina, what do you do? Masrina, let me add, right away, you get fast, you blow the shofar, you don't wait, because this can't be waited, because if it rains, you can wait for the rain to come a little later. But here, when the crops, they grew, and they grew incorrectly, or they grew poorly, where you won't be able to use it to make food, then that's right away. That's a tragedy right now. That's a terrible asura right now. And then we start right away, immediately build a shofar and we fast. So the says Kavod B'Tanis Rishon. You start the first fast right away. So Choymer Yamin right away. So Omer B'Tanis Hakonos Nagav Rishon. We right away go ahead. We start to fast. Because we have the shofar, like we did, like the serious types of fast, because it's a sakana now. The rain began to fall properly, but then was a break. The rain didn't fall again for 40 days. Between the first and second rains was a 40-day break. Also, that's there. Masuna, you also have to go out and declare a fast and blow a shofar. Because that's an affliction of tzoros. There's going to be, people won't be able to grow. There's going to be a food shortage. Because this is going to be we have to right away declare a fear, because this is something that's going to have an effect on everybody. It's Max Batsura, Simmer Batsura, so it shows it's going to be time where some things are there, some food, but not enough. And some people will get, some people won't get. And that's a serious issue. Right away, you start off, and you start blowing the shofar, and you start fasting because of this situation. So Gemara requests to explain. Ezu miyad. What does it mean when you say immediately? You go, what does immediately mean? When do you start to fast? Before we say, no, the first rain season, that's clear. But here we're saying you don't wait. Right away, it's an emergency, and you go declare a fast. But the question is, what's the formula? What is the formula that one wants to know? What does it mean? Which is the famous expense? Kamas and how long is it beginning? We start fast. How long is the original fast of Tainus that we have when we have this sorrow? The Gemara explains. Same thing to Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Same as before. Same as we said earlier. Start off on Monday. We don't have three consecutive days. in a row, but rather we do it, says the Kohen Eder. You would think, with 3 days one after the other. But no, even on that, we don't make Xer Letzibur more than 2 days. That's too difficult. So we always break up. That's too hard for the Tzibur. So we break it up into Monday, Thursday, or Monday, that there should be a break in between. But to fast 3 days in a row is too difficult for the Tzibur. When we say, what if the crops, something happened to the crops on Monday, began to wilt, began to be spoiled? We start on Thursday. Wait till following Monday. No, we know we said the other day that we don't start a fast on Thursday because people would think they're going to buy more, that there would be price gouging. But here, when it first started happening on Monday, Monday's the Shinyat Smokim, the thing started growing irregular, the thorns started coming out. So it happened first on Monday. So do you wait? Can you start right away on Thursday, or do we wait until the following Monday? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The pasuk that we have, a pasuk in Daniel. He said, do not be afraid, Daniel. Why? Because the day that you had, you understand, and you fast before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your tefillos will be accepted. And Daniel accepted 21 days. After to stop the base of Mikdash being built, he declared for himself a personal fast of 21 days, that it should be able to go back, and the Xerah should be rescinded. And the Malach came and told him that it was rescinded, your tefillos were accepted. And when that already became, your petition is ready to listen to it, because Baruch Hu listened to you, so you don't have to fast. See that, because Baruch Hu, as soon as you undertake a fast, because Baruch Hu listens to you. Because Daniel didn't have to fast 21 days, he just started doing it, but he took upon himself. Here's basically gave permission to fast, it's like they fasted already, therefore you don't have to go ahead. It's like they already fasted, you don't have to start the fast right away, you don't. So you could wait till the following Monday if nothing happened, because Lamaisa, we assume that once they declared a fast, 3 days of fast, things are going to change. It was Makabel, just like Daniel was already. Malach came to him and told him it was Makabel. So too, the Tfilos was Makabel, so you wouldn't even have to maybe have a fast. Therefore, we wait till Thursday. We don't start it right away on Monday for that particular reason, and maybe it would be no reason to fast. Suck the Gemara. What happened? We go to shofar crops that had got ruined, that were changed, that were not going to grow properly. We do it during the Yemei Shavu in the 7 years, regular years. You have been 7 in the Shemitah cycle. Same thing happened in Shviyas. Because the other people have mocked parents of other people. What does that mean? Because Lamaisa, let's say we know on Shemitah where you can't go take care of your field, but something happened that in that Shemitah year it's also growing incorrectly. So things starting to happen. So what do we do in those days? Since it's not really for you. He said, no. Since panasa zakeirim, it's for other people, is panasa, which means that the other people are able to benefit from it. Other people, we know that the things that grow, called sfikin, we allow the people, you can't eat it yourself, but you can't collect it, we allow to go give it to other people. So male, if the other people allowed to have it, so then male, it should be a problem to build a shofar. It should be because you have to do it for other people for this. Well, people need to benefit from this produce. In Shemitah. So maybe let's be Acherim. So the Acherim, for them, you should be able to figure my mouth. What does it mean, Acherim? Or who are these Acherim that we have to worry about, that they need Panasa? The Goyim also, they're not bound by Shvi'ah's law, so they'll be able to eat. If the crops get ruined, then they won't be able to eat, then it's a problem for their Sakana. Even though it's not the Geir to Shemitah, because they won't eat, they're not makban on Shemitah anyway. So it's not affecting Klai Yisrael per se, but affecting the Goyim who don't keep Shemitah, who don't have a Chiyuv Shemitah, they won't be able to eat. So for them also, the same halacha we're concerned about Goyim, according to one opinion, that's for that reason we declare the fast right away, Mamasriyan right away. Because of the Panasa, those who are Chashutim, those who think, the ones who don't, because Moshe, they went and worked their fields. These are people who worked their fields. Chashudim. They're chashudim because they have no choice. These are chashudim. Chashudim lechol perish fields. These are people that, because they don't have any money and they're poor, so they work their chashud on going, taking care of their fields, planting their fields, plowing their fields. Even on the shvius, so we have to worry about for them that they should be able to have what to eat. That's according to Shita Pinkas Ben Yarov. Where do we see that from? What do we see that mean? Mar explains what that means. Mar says Zera, Rabbi of Zera is like Rabbi, and therefore you had to Rachmanis for the people who were poor people, and therefore they would never had to violate Shvias. You have to go help them. So you made a thing time said you should give them what they can. But there was once a certain teacher of children that was suspected, was cautioned that he was a makbid on Shemitah. Asked him to go to Rabbi, they brought him in front of Rabbi to be punished. He's over in the terrible Isser. Amalei said they refused to do anything. I'm out of Islam. What else you do? What are you going to do? Begin Chayavah. How does it mean? What does he do? He needs for his needs. What are you punishing the guy for? He's poor. He doesn't have what to eat, so he has no choice. He has to eat from Shemitah. So that's what it's for those who can't eat or allowed to be able to eat from Shemitah. Amalei, therefore, he was Mekel. Everybody said, don't do anything to him. He allowed to go in. So therefore, look, is you also have to fast as well, though, that the that they shouldn't be able to do it properly. They shouldn't be able to over-Israel. What does that mean? They would not be Mekel. What did they do? Rebbe Boy Mishreshit. Once came happened, Rebbe came, wanted to allow that they do some type of work during Shemitah to allow them to work their fields. Once wanted them to allow them to work their fields in a ton of Shemitah's manadish, Rabbanon, so that to be able to go work their fields, they should have a big hapsid. So the Gemara says that they wanted to do that. Gemara says it didn't bode well. Gemara says Salakar Pinkas Ben Yarov. The Ben Yarov was not very happy. Went up to him to discuss with him. He was upset. He felt this is wrong. What you're doing? What's a tool doing the field? How could he do that? So Amalei, Rabbi said to Pinkas Ben Yarov, how are the grains growing? How are they doing? Are they doing well or doing bad? Moshe said, not doing well. Therefore, we have to go ahead and cancel Shvius because people are going to starve. Someone because we have said, the Mulshin Yafos, the Ulshin are good. They're superb. It means we assume that you didn't understand them. He thought maybe he didn't understand his question. So he said, again, right, what are we going to do now? What grains are doing? I'm like, Ulshin Yafos. Again, because the Ulshin are good. The herbs are good. So Yadda Rabbi Lassi Misakamikal, Rabbi Lassi Rashimikamiyar was telling him something, he didn't agree with him. As Shvia should become us, it should be Zved. You're like, no, it should be Mispatel. Should be able to do it, able to grow it. Amalei said to another Rabbi, said to him, I'm in Pital Sifkal Yumadom with my teacher, my Rabbi, with the deer going, you have a suitor with us. Gemara says, on a little petal, Iba Pisa took Yomadidan on that day. Would it be something that would be so inappropriate? Petal is an unusual word, like a dry fig or something that's very dry. You open a little food, and you say, they go ahead and give you a little food because the times are rough, times are bad. So I'll give you a little food. Giving him a little bit to be able to make happy. Amalei said to him, with my teacher who was standing out of you, would he come to dine? Would he come to dine on a little, what do you call it? He must have a little something that grew that was inferior that they were able to get him. Amalei said, yes, that's what you mean. How do we know that? Went down to Rebbe's thing. He saw that the white mules, the Rebbe was standing by the top. Amalei called Elon, you don't know any of the animals that are dangerous, the ones that are fed by the Jews. Why? Because Mar says, in such a case, we also, how could you not do them? Efsher, is it possible? We're not going to go see anything from Mayan. You're going to go ahead and think that that you'd be over in Israel. You'd not be able to see anything from then on. So you must see what you'd be able to do it that way. So you must, then what happened? Shimon Kalye, Rebbe's servants heard the voice of Rebbe Pinkas Ben Yarov, and they saw Amalei. They went to tell Rebbe what happened. So Rebbe, he wanted to appease them. Don't feel bad. You know, it's not. It wasn't your fault. Well, somebody said, the members that came to him, Amalei said to him, he said to him in the language they speak, Benikati Kruvenle. He said to him, "Red people in my city approached me. Need to come to God today." Red people in the city went down, and when I said, "Red," the with him, the Alkmanaliah, they were surrounded him. Amalei said to him, Rabbi said, which don't go appease near poor people. Shavkin and Rabbi, I think Rabbi let him go out of respect, let him go in his own way. So I'm going to pick up the other side. Now children approach me. Fire came from Shemayim. To have your souls changed. And once you go ahead to know, you should have this by me. You should be able to feel that the world to come should be filled. That whatever you're supposed to get, you'll get. You'll get in the next world. That's what he wanted to make sure that he met, that to know that. So the Gemara says that. Therefore, with that, he was able to go ahead and make a situation where they were able to go ahead and accept this for the person, their own thing, and that wouldn't be a conflict. They'll be able to do that and include it as well. That's what the Gemara says when Meir was able to do. Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, we have emergencies where we make up the fairs. There are two songs, and the rains fell. Elilam didn't fall for the trees. Elilam fell to your blood, not for the crops. The Zevazel, for both. The water didn't, the rain didn't fill up the Sikhan Morris, all the different holes in the caves. Right away you make Asra, because you blow the shofar right away, because these are all Asasakana, even though, like I said, we didn't even look at anything like this, but this is important, that should be done. What if came to the Ilum, rain came out very light, the little time. You learn about the because the trees get warm, but not the smoking. Sagan, they both come a little bit at a time. They have a little bit besides. Must say they can go ahead and turn to the white, the dishes in there, and they can go ahead and be able to go ahead and put it this way, make it with a little borrow, so it would be that much enough to fill, that much enough to do. Masuna, let me add, must put right away, see. So what's that mean? What does that mean? It's dermis. You know, you're a little bit special. You go ahead, you sound the shofar on the course of the trees that didn't yet reach halfway of Pesach. You see, some of them didn't grow, not growing. Marcel Bode, Shikna Marcel, maybe as I said, from these things, that the second thing, Marcel, as I said, you'll be able to go ahead and include them both as well. So Marcel, both of these things are included. Now, to have Yilmik, and then so even more, then why should it be less? Even let's even call more should be considered. Why is it less? So Marcel says, Yos Mikan Ma'asin Nisim. And before more than that is Ma'asin Nisim, Ma'asin Nisim. We go by the natural way of what's in Israel. The Israel that would be Ma'asin, it would be a much higher level, it would be a Nisim. And for that, you have to be Zohar to get it, and we're not Zohar to get it. Okay, it's Mark, Timmy Beckham, Rishon Basim, Shem Rav Lasi. Ba'amim, Shag Shem Yodam, Shosad Mechat. Sometimes rain comes down because of one person. Because one grass, so Zaka, because one field. So some people only but same pasuk. Said both of them together. You have both of them together. But each man, even in the field, each shall learn a nashim. Leisim level learn a nashim. Inclusive that, inclusive grass. And so they level the source means the study in the field, not in the fields. Which means not at all here. But the Mer said that we have where the start about Mer says about a month ago. I said that's where you have the time that you have if things started happening in the rain, that you have to wait even more than that, of more than 30 days to wait for something to happen on one plant, but not on all the plants, and then we said you're able to go ahead and adjust it properly. Okay, so the Mishnah says that v'chein ir, your city, the rain didn't fall down at all, around the city's had, but the city itself didn't have. Zema says, didn't come down. Holkom is about to divide the middle of Holkom, so I'll divide it into two different sections. Mar said one with the other one, throughout the other one. Also here, that city, Mar said no rain. Masan and Zadra was able to go ahead and to drive the wheel to drive, Masan to fast, both shofar and drive the fast, get the fast going. Machosibu said, Masan, all those around there would fast. All those around would fast. The Masan of the, but they don't send the shofar. They fast, but don't send the shofar. No, the opposite. They blow shofar, but they don't fast. Machlokas, what's the Machlokas? Based on the words, explain the Machlokas. I'm receiving the posse. I brought down the rain upon one part of the city, and the other city I didn't bring down the rain. See, one Akash Broker, say one area of the city could bring down, not the other. That's from Akash Broker, who's a Taka Leo. Therefore, the person should be Makel on anything that grows that. With any of the rainfall, it should be considered part of the problem. So, because of four things, the rain comes down to the world. Mara says, Me'ad Ba'izor, because of those who are strong arm men who go ahead and work the fields, they claw my right because of damaging goods. And a upper Gemara said the fields of Gibeon as the lower fields get the same way. All the damage will give the same look by Shemayim. All of them be able to understand both of them, have both of them proof of Shemayim. So the Gemara, the other halachas bring Shemayim, three things rain bring coming, because Aretz, because of Chesed, because Hayisur, Avokash is Mazakot. And when I said there are three things, but so they all learn the same thing. I say, and the chesed and the sakur. When I said that this is for the benefit of the people, you blow the thing with the sakur and the oven, that you play, you bend them to go together. Okay, something more like this. Mara says that the, we have these reasons of why we have these different days, but based upon the purpose of embettering it, the tzibur should be able to mispala, and the question is not to do something beyond what the tzibur says to do. Says the Midrash, four things that cause me to stop. Who pledge money and don't give it. My sin of Avodah Zarah, where do you get it from? Where said they have the pasuk that they let people be turned away? Where do we know that rice from? Gemara says, if you receive it, Gemara says, written, you put it by yourself. Moses says, so what's the consider of yourself? Why do you get the punishment? The amount of the ksiv, take no pasuk there, because Boko says that many of us will hold back and hold back and we'll be able to finish it. Keep in mind, show Kedamim Mayim. Where do we get the idea that it's going to come to Kamerias? That people consider it as Vitz Shoyf Kedamim? Gemara says, Shoyf says, Akarke, Mosa Kazona, because this person makes, works the field, and he makes designs in the sky, Kazona, Kharos, and therefore he knows that. Deva Kashbroku himself makes the signs. Okay, Mara continues. The Mishnah says, Machlokas not common, Rabbi Kiva, the guy with the Machlokas that are close to, which ones that are close to the city, so where the cities are being affected. Mara says, explains, close to seven Sadness, Omashan, all around the cities, all are fast at times. Mara says, the Shekhain, Mosom Yom Kippur, Mosom, Al Masrim, see, Yom Kippur, we see, we blow, but we don't turn to Tria. Either. We said, you blow the shofar, but you don't make it the sound. Because you make this, you make a roshana, all of a sudden you make a roshana, you blow the shofar, but you don't make a sound. You don't make a fist, you don't do a fist. Therefore, it's considered part of what the process is, but it's not yet considered as if it's masrios, it's not the masanos, it's a little bit for the sake of the show. Stop over here.